Today we've got a special guest in studio. Brett Anderson is with us, and he's from Caney Valley Recreation Commission. And it seems like you've had a busy summer and fall, haven't you?
Yeah, so far. Yes, sir.
So far. You got to kind of cap things off a little bit for the season. What you got going on?
Well, our big event is kind of our annual open house that we do once a year. It'll be this weekend coming up on this Saturday.
Whereabouts? Where are you going to be holding it?
It's at our rec center. They're at 403 East 1st in Caney, Kansas.
All right. Very good. Now, what can we expect? This is going to be a big day. This includes two meals.
Yeah. Hey, breakfast so is a big deal. You know, biscuits and gravy, cinnamon rolls, and some ham and cheese sliders. That stuff goes really good until we run out. And then we'll do some burgers and hot dogs at lunchtime. So that's kind of the side deal. That's the bonus. But everything else is quite a bit of stuff going on. You want to be there to try to come see. Even if you can't be there all day, that's not necessary. So try to just come by and see what we got anytime that morning, starting at 8:30 for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So if you come and check out the silent auction items, there's a lot of stuff there that's very valuable stuff that we've gotten a lot of donations for, and pretty impressed with what we got.
What are some of the things we have there? I saw you had a bunch of baskets there.
Yeah, there's things. One of them is like a private flight on a plane to Monkey Island for dinner.
Wow.
And it's all paid for, to there and back. That's kind of a neat deal. A three-person quail hunt and copan, that's all,
you know, taken care of. It's all sewed up for you.
Yeah. Supper and everything to go with that, I guess. Okay. And then there's a lot of donations as far as a DeWalt toolbox. We've got a lot of the stuff packaged together. There's a DeWalt drill that goes with that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a spa basket that's probably worth, I bet, $300 or more. I mean, the people that understand some of that stuff and want to come see it, you'll know more about that stuff than
we will.
Than we will, yes. So
we'll just say, well, that looks pretty nice.
And yeah, I see the value. Okay. Uh-huh. Can't use some of that stuff. But
yeah. Then, of course, you take the ladies with you, and they say, well, there you go.
Right. I mean, there's kind of something for everybody. Of course, as far as our schedule goes, at 1 o'clock, we will announce our raffle items. Mm-hmm. We've been selling raffle tickets for quite a while now, and you can still buy raffle tickets that day.
Okay.
I think we're going to do every person that comes in the door that day is entered with one ticket into the raffle just by showing up. So just stop by any time, and you can get a ticket to be in the raffle. Raffle items, we've got one of those cook stove deals. It's a gas.
The gas grill cook stove.
Hard top fill.
Yeah, wow.
And then also a meat bundle. Half a side of pork and then some beef to go with that.
You got to have that. Now, if you're going to get a grill, you have to throw something on it.
It's surprising that a lot of people are more interested in the meat bundle than they are
the grill
material items and stuff. But then we've got a Nintendo Switch that's kind of a popular deal for technology buffs or gaming people.
How did you come across this?
Well, I asked my 19-year-old boy, I said, what do people want that are into technology and some of that stuff? And that's what he said. He said it's portable and I never heard of it before, but I do now. So
sounds like you had a home run.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So,
well, you're going to have a nice recognition thing here, too, for some of the kids that participated in some of the sports with the Caney Valley Recreation Commission. What
right,
do you got that, going on there?
That morning, like our flag football kids, we give them their prizes for the winners that won that deal. And then also we've got some little awards for our third and fourth and our fifth and sixth grade team. They still play mm-hmm. later that day, so their season isn't done quite yet, but we've got some awards for them so trying to get all those kids to show up and get their recognition like we try to do. And same with our volleyball kids. Our youth volleyball kids will get what we'll notice the winners of that deal and some most improved player, most valuable player, some of that stuff that we give awards to. So kind of a neat deal.
Now, this is a lot of fun. You know, when you talk about having a recreation commission, you're providing a great outlet for your local kids to have fun with more local kids. And when you give the kids something to do that's fun and engaging, it keeps them away from trying to have fun and engage in things that probably they shouldn't.
Right.
I've always found sports to be a very good draw there for youngsters and to keep them keep them directed and focused.
Yeah, I think sometimes a recreation commission in any kind of size of community is sometimes overlooked.
Yeah.
Pretty valuable as far as just providing opportunities for kids to grow and learn through a safe atmosphere. And sports are a great opportunity to overcome adversity. it's a great learning tool for later in life, and hopefully they take advantage of those kind of opportunities. And
well, you know, I've had people ask me, because I played organized baseball, I guess I was 36. That's awful with baseball. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped working out. But anyway.
I understand.
But anyway, what that did was, and people asked, they said, well, why this? I said, there are so many applicable lessons. You know, first of all, there's challenging yourself each and every day to do better. And then taking those personal challenges and integrating that with the team. And you have to do that at your job each and every day. Yeah. And there are going to be some people that you work with, and there are going to be people who are potential rivals, like, say, rivaling businesses or something like that. And you're going to have to know how to deal with the different personalities, the different climates, the different attitudes that come your way. And there are always rules in place, and that's where our fine officials come in to make sure that there are rules of referees, umpires, and what have you for kids' sports. And so when you take a look at it, it's a microcosm of how you're supposed to adult when you become an adult.
Right.
And, you know, with the young ladies that are taking advantage of the sporting opportunities, too, I imagine you got the volleyball. Do you have any of the gals playing flag football this year?
We haven't. I know that some other towns have had some of that.
Yeah.
We don't get too many with that. Our volleyball program is pretty strong with the girls there. So,
Yeah, I sent a couple of my kids to college playing volleyball. They did well, you know. Mm-hmm. You're 6'5". They got my height.
I see. We don't have too many like that in Caney.
Yeah. I'm so sure that they got my height. I think they got their great-grandfathers. But anyway, this is really a wonderful event that you have going on here. And now, what is the admission? What's the cost to get in for the breakfast, the silent auction, and the lunch and everything else?
There's no charge to get in, but, I mean, we take donations. I'll take tips, too, but I haven't gotten any yet. So, but it's no charge to get in. Just happy to have you come in. Like I said, you know, anybody that shows up can get a free ticket to enter into the raffle that we draw at 1 o'clock, and we'll go Facebook Live for that deal to kind of draw the names.
Well, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, do you give people, like, a certain amount of time, you know, to once the name is called?
Yeah, once we call the names, you know, we kind of draw them in order, and then I'll call that first number, and we'll give them 5 minutes to respond. If we don't hear anything, we go back to the second number that was drawn. So,
well, that's
and whoever's drawn first has choice of their items on the side or on the raffle items.
Well, that's great, because that keeps it moving.
Yeah, and the silent auction part is separate from the raffle part. So we'll do that part at 1:30. We'll close that at 1:30.
Here's a good part. You don't have to take anything home.
I'd like to take some home. There's a few things I'd like to,
Well, I mean, if
I can't
put
win.
In a raffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by golly, you know, but all the tear down and setting up and everything else like that, everybody goes home with a little something, you know, a full tummy or even a whole lot more.
Right.
And this is really good. What are some of the other programs that are supported through the Caney Valley Recreation Commission? We mentioned flag football and volleyball. Are there any others?
Our other youth football, which is our tackle program.
And
up to sixth grade. Of course, we do basketball. We're just about to finish sign-ups on that. That's just about ready to gear up. And then baseball and softball and golf and archery and different things. We don't slow down too much. There's not a lot of downtime in between some of the sports. So.
Wow. And I imagine there are a lot of parents who are just ever so thankful that we have the Caney Valley Recreation Commission there as a resource for the kids to find something to do and find something positive to do.
Right. And we couldn't do a lot of this without a lot of supporters. We get a lot of donors from town and business and stuff. This whole open house is really supported well, and got a lot of people that we couldn't do it without their support. A lot of businesses that I hope people will, so to speak, shop local and, you know, make those people feel thankful and appreciated for what they do. So.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Now, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more, I know you have a Facebook page because you go Facebook Live.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page, and there's a link to our web page on there, too. So if you wanted to go on there and see, there's pictures, if you find it on there, of a lot of our silent auction baskets. Mm-hmm. We didn't have everything in place at the time we did that, so we will still be adding more to that.
Okay.
And also, I think Friday we will put something out there about our silent auction items and have a picture of each one. And each hour, I think, on Saturday, we're probably going to go each hour on the hour and maybe give an update of each one of those on what they're priced at.
Good.
Definitely take, phone-in bids or something like that. If somebody sees something they want, get a hold of us. We'll take care of it.
Because after all, you know, that camera's going to be wandering there on the
right.
Facebook
don't
live.
Have to be present to get that stuff is what I'm getting at, I guess.
Okay, great. But we still want your participation. And really, that's the key, is the participation.
And one tricky part we're dealing with in Caney, we have, every community has a lot of things going on various different weekends. There's
sure.
a Havana Day parade that day that's kind of a big deal just up the road from us.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another business in town is having an open house that day. And so we hope people will kind of try to support everything and each other in that town. So we don't want to work against each other. So kind of like you referenced earlier, there's a lot of people you kind of got to deal with sometimes. And, you know, we don't want to compete too hard. It's just kind of all about working together. And hopefully people come see us along with those others.
There you go. Let's make it a big deal for everybody. That's the way that needs to work out. Now, on your website, are you looking for volunteers from time to time? Because it seems like you're awful busy.
Yeah, we always take volunteers. So, especially when the coaching side of things, I mean, we can never find enough coaches for certain sports, and it's a little tricky. Of course, you know, we want to make sure they pass a background check, some of those things too as well. So.
Oh yeah, you know, you got to make sure everybody is fit to take on the role. You know, volunteers as well as paid folk and everything else. We've got to make sure that everything's right as rain, as they say. So, once again, this is 8:30. That's coming up this Saturday?
Yes, sir.
This Saturday. Yep. And that is up there at the Caney Valley Rec Center. And for the folks who are geographically challenged and they have to put it in their GPS, yep. What's the address?
It's 403 East First. If you know where the Pizza Hut is right there in Caney on Highway 75, we're right next to it.
You
so
can't
just
miss
to the
it.
South of it.
Been by there a few times.
Yep.
So, and this goes all the way on until 2 o'clock. Plenty of awards and recognitions for the kids. You heard about some of the silent auction items that we got there and the packages and the bundles and everything else. I mean, how can you go wrong? This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and another thing I didn't even mention yet is we kind of have a craft fair along with that, too.
That's
We've
right.
probably got about 20 different vendors that are going to be set up for the day with their booth and stuff. So, just to name a few, there's a Tupperware, Origami Owl, Scentsy, doTERRA Oils, HempWorks. There's a gal in town that sells a bunch of pies, and she stays hooked up quite a bit, so she must be doing something right. So,
yeah.
Somebody's selling paparazzi jewelry and some candles. So there's a variety of stuff there. So for those kind of people that are into the craft fair, we got that too. So come take a look.
Well, there you go. It's going to have something for everyone. It's going to keep you occupied between the drawings and the other events that are going on, too. Don't forget, they got a big breakfast going on, and once that runs out, it's hamburgers and hot dogs for lunch. Breakfast of champions,
that's
my
right.
friend. Biscuits and gravy. I'm sitting there going, God love you. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time, Brett, to come down and visit with us here at the radio station. And, of course, we want to send as many people in the area as we can up there to the Caney Valley Recreation Commission open house that's coming up. And that'll be on Saturday starting at 8:30. Thank you very much. It's
you
been
bet.
A pleasure having you here.
You bet. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Don't be a stranger. You've been listening to our community connection right here on K1, and it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.